Blog Talk Radio. The views expressed on Talk Real Solutions, hosted by Tyrone Thompson at TalkRealSolutions.com, are the views of Tyrone Thompson and do not reflect the views of TalkRealSolutions.com, YouTube, or etc. The content here belongs to Talk Real Solutions and its many contributors. Views and opinions expressed by all contributors belong to them and not TalkRealSolutions.com or Tyrone Thompson, the host, or etc. All data and information provided on the site is for informational purposes only. Talk Real Solutions makes no representation as to accuracy, completeness, correctness, suitability, or validity of any information on this site and will not be liable for any errors, omissions, or delays in this information or any losses, injuries, or damages arising from its display or use. All information is provided on an as-is basis.
All right, Lorraine.
Yes.
Lorraine on the line?
Yes.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can't hear
anybody
me?
Anybody hear me?
You
yeah,
can't
I
hear
can
me?
I can hear you, man.
Why you don't hear me?
Okay, hold on. Let me just double check. Because he's still sitting there. Hold on.
I don't know what happened.
Man, I would then, hold on, guys. If we allow, just hang on for a minute for the show. Goddamn, gotta hang on for a minute. Yes, indeed. My goodness. Boy, this should be a great show. I'm hyped up because the reason why I'm so hyped up, guys, is because, you know, I was starting to feel bad. I'm starting to feel bad about, you know, I'm really starting to, I was feeling starting to feel bad was I actually, you know, putting these people on trial for real, like, what's going on? I just got to check and see if I'm feeding through, guys. And I really felt bad, man. But now that Howard reads what New Jersey, okay, I'm good. All right, guys, listen, Howard is just, I'm really flabbergasted. And I'm thinking to myself, was I too harsh? You know, ladies and gentlemen, might get a little stressed before the jog. What we're going to talk about is these people are out here just downgrading the situation. And they're basically telling that this is a war strategy and things of that nature, and this is a military operation. Yes, it's a military operation. But the military does not want its citizens to have anarchy. That's just basic fact. The military wants to save as much of its citizens within its border as possible. Why? Because if the citizens dies, the military is over. That's a fact, part of military strategy. If your citizens die, your military is over. Why? If your military has to go to war, okay, if your military has to go to war, who's going to make the bullets? The civilians, maybe not the women. Uh-huh. They're poor. 60-year-old woman, put a 60-year-old woman that still got some working age in a factory making them projectiles. Then if the citizens die, who's going to replenish the military? Huh? We ask ourselves, is China, you know, propaganda. China told the world the United States attacked us biologically with this. Why China hasn't went to World War III? Because China know that they lying to the whole world, and when everything comes up, it's going to be a free market, and Donald Trump is going to be shaking hands. No. If they knew it for a fact, it would be World War III right now. But there's ways that World War III can start. We may be in the preemptive strike of pushing World War III type stuff, huh? Global markets and unrest. So everybody should be good, guys. I appreciate all you guys. We're going to get in and we're going to be start running soon. We had a lot of people on trial this week. I did a part two trial. And last night, ladies and gentlemen, let me get on with my show. I'm going to be going to test the system tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I've read the rules. I know the governor says stay home for no essential policies, but he says we can go to the market for essential items. Then he also says don't be around 10 or more people. So that's where they give me a fine. I'm not going to fight it tonight. We'll see. We'll see what they do. If they ticket me, it'll be live entertainment. But, hey, I'm by myself, black African-American man, jogging around his neighborhood 6:30 in the morning. I'm a rare species at this point. I'm not going to be around nobody. Guys, I don't want to have to get my lawyer to find this shit. Come on. I don't want to make no. I'm just going to. I hope they leave me alone. They should leave me alone. And I'm quite sure where I'm at. They don't be around any goddamn way. So I should be all right. And we're going to go from there. But I'm just letting you guys know I should be protected. Wash your hands. Don't put your hands in your mouth, your nose, or your eyes. The virus can be on your hands for 24 hours. You will not get sick unless you put those hands in your mouth, your nose, your eyes. And the social distancing is that you don't want nobody, you know. If you can smell somebody's bad breath at this moment, they are too close to you. They are too close to you. I'm thinking about, hey, us black males, you know how we greet each other? Huh? You know how we used to greet each other with a handshake and a half a hug? Is that going to go out of society? I don't know. Maybe we're going to have to get the dap. You know how guys, you know, we come. That's so disrespectful. You say, hey, man, what's up, bro? He just gave you, he closed his fist and gave you. I guess he's a germaphobe. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, you're a black male. You know one of them type of guys. They put their fists out for the handshake, you know. All we was taught is disrespectful. If I have a glove on and you don't have a glove on, you reach out your bare hand to me and I don't take off my glove and, you know, my hand touches your bare hand. It's disrespectful. And you come in with your bare hand, your naked hand, right? Your naked hand and I shake your hand with a sheath hand, something with a glove on it. You know, that's what, is those times gone? Is that traditional way? Huh? Is that over and done with? Guys, I don't want this to go into the summer months. But I can't, I mean, I guess this is a part of Mother Nature right now. You have people talking about 24 scientists. Man said, oh, my God, these 24 scientists, y'all want to believe the mainstream. Listen, you guys want to believe. Listen, that's why they will have really court and trial for people. He sounds like the person that you know, the McCarthy trials, when they was trying to go around and getting communists and who's against America and shit. I'm not saying he's that, but he sounds that extreme, like it was the government doing it and I don't know. Basically, he's telling us that we should be anarchists. Go out in the street and protest, and government, you're taking our lives. Somebody, that's crazy. Now I know how, because he says, don't listen to the mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen, but listen to the InfoWars and listen to 24 scientists who are critiquing.
Q&A session is over.
I'm sorry. Critiquing.
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press *6.
24, and he says that we dummy for listening to CNN numbers. That's what he says. He says that we are the dummies for listening to CNN numbers, but he's going to listen to scientists, you know, from Germany and, well, okay, 24 to our 24,000 doctors around the world. His 24 to our 24,000. Here's 24 to all of the major medical doctors in each governmental country around the world. But he wants us to come on and says, man, this is not that serious, man. I mean, you know, we can go back to work and, man, they're pulling one on. And so what is your end result? What is your end result for us to do? What is the end result? Rebel? You tell the politicians we need to go back. When?
So we're going to get into that, man. Let me get on out of here. And so, guys, I'm going to be running. I want y'all to think about the question of the day is, first of all, should the government actually put people on trial in this situation? Should they carry this as war type of measures, wartime measures? Or do we have enemies within the country right now? Seriously, that is going to be the question tonight when I open it up. I'm going to break my rules since y'all are not running, but I'm going to open it up, man. After I get my 30-minute run in, I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to be talking about that. And I don't feel guilty anymore. You know, I thought I was being a, y'all know I'm playing. But I don't feel horrified that I did something wrong to these men the other night. I don't feel bad. Because the government is actually thinking about, hey, guys, we may have to put these people on trial. Spreading misinformation. They will tell you the internet has a world of information, but equal to that world of information, they said equivalent misinformation is out there. For every article that you have on there, on the internet that's factual, there's another equal or more articles that says it's a lie. Or has its spin or its opinion. I can go get it, got my .com site, and I can say ABC is such and such and such and such and such. That'd be my opinion. No one can stop me. So, guys, that's what we have to do, man, and just be aware of what we're dealing with. And I'm glad that we have this platform. I hope this platform can go into to history. Now, we're going to find the aftermath. I think we should go back in history like a year, 2 years from now and play these shows and see who was right. I don't want him to be right. I don't want him to be right. You know, I don't want them to, because, you know, Trump is hearing the people. He says, you know, a lot of guys from Texas, listen to what he says. A lot of guys from Texas, they said, man, just drive through, man. Just drive through. I said, just hunker down and just go through. You guys from Texas business owners, ABC, this is what Trump said. Guess what Trump said? Well, man, when I talked to the people, they just said, man, it's just going to be out of 2-3-4 million people dying. I mean, can, huh? Think about it. I told y'all the other night, I'm stretching, I'm about to get the run on. But, guys, I told his ass, I said, when you get old, somebody's going to take care of all your money. They're going to take all your, I'm just letting y'all know that. All your business, all that house, somebody's going to take care of all of that or take it from you. Your children might sell it, leave you in a nursing home. I don't know. But do you want someone just to worry about your money and not your health? That's what he's doing with the old people now. We need to get this economy going. Let them old people die. It's people with pre-existing conditions anyway. Oh, by the way, if they had diabetes and then they get the coronavirus, they blame it on the coronavirus. Why they not blame it on the pre-existing conditions? Oh, my God. Listen to what he says. When people die, they die of the coronavirus. Why they don't die, blame the pre-existing conditions. Why don't they blame the pre-existing conditions and blame the coronavirus? Ladies and gentlemen, is that mental retardation or what? If you wouldn't have got this virus, you would. Listen, if you've been living with sugar diabetes for 15 years of your life, and you're thinking, I keep my A1C down, the doctors is good, my kidney levels are running, I'm gone, but I got diabetes, I keep it down on a 120, but if I know I stop taking it, whatever it is, I'm going to go. Now you get this new shit that come in, it's called cause and effect. It you were going to die one day, but you died prematurely. I know y'all saying that, but some people that was taking insulin, they would have probably survived more, but then the virus came down and took them out. He going to say, don't blame the virus. Blame the pre-existing conditions. That's just crazy. But guess what? Some people have died without that pre-existing condition. You know, some people have died without it, so you just can't say for certain. I'm not even going to be long this morning. For certain, that it was just all about that, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you just can't say that shit. So I think the government is starting to put these people on trial, man, and they're not playing no games with their citizens. These people are coming out saying, you know what, if you want to play these damn games, act like you. Hold on for a minute. You want to play these games and act like you all this and act like you all that? No, we're not having that. We're not having it. So let's get ready to go, man. So we're not having that. I'm surprised, man. I'm surprised how they are. Guys, hold on for 1 minute.
So anybody, Gigi, Howlett, anybody, Mama's Boy, y'all going to do y'all a little stretching or exercise this morning? Anyone? Rick, anybody? No one's going to do any exercising with Offax this morning.
Yeah, guys, we're not going to be long today. We're not going to be long today at all.
Can you hear me?
It's a nice little trail, but
can you hear me?
We'll see what they say.
Can you hear me? Okay, I'm on mute then. Problem.
On trial. They need to be on trial. And this comes like World War II. Imagine an inner city state thing. It's kind of chilly out here today, guys. Imagine an inner city, well, I'm sorry, an interstate war against each other. Cause another civil war. You know, everybody's starting to flee California and flee New York. You know? That can start it. But what about New Jersey? That's, where's your free speech? You have a right, you know, to say what you want. They taking your cup. But when you, it's just like right now, it's like yelling fire in the theater, right? You danging people live, but this is like opposite. You saying everybody, I'm safe. I'm safe. We can gather up. This man comes online and says, man, you know, and the sad thing about it, ABC old ass, right? This is a guy, if anybody we have new listeners, this is a guy, that's another host who's promoting, basically, it's a military operation. Basically, they want to enslave blacks again, I guess, enslave us, let the whole world be a Walking Dead movie script, right? Telling us that we're too fearful, the government is going to take over our bonds and our money, and we should actually, right, we should actually go and protest against the government. Go and protest against the government. Now, remind you, he tells black African Americans that you're an idiot for protesting police brutality in your area, okay? Actually, he criticizes the civil rights people. He criticized them from marching. Y'all know I'm going up that hill. I'm going to open it up real early. I want you guys to get this. Should they start locking these motherfuckers up? Okay? Is that going against their free speech in this case? Everything is turning up. Oh, y'all. Hey, guys. Oh, I think I'm in trouble. I see the police. And he's cruising behind me, guys. Yes. Oh. He ain't turning the sirens on. He's just looking at me. And see, now this motherfucker going to creep now. If he says something to me,
Don't bury me. They say my name is Mike Brown. My God. Yeah. Hi, officer. Yeah, I'm just out here running. Yes, sir. No. No, I'm not out here with 10 or more people. No, man, get off me, man. What the fuck are you doing, man? Oh, no. Let me fuck off me. I got to get away, man. Oh, yeah, I'm running. Oh, man. He tried to lock me up. Oh, y'all know I had an April Fool's joke on y'all. Y'all know I had to get y'all. I bet you some of y'all motherfuckers was out there thinking, oh, a Baltimore boy running from the police. I even called him sir. I know, sir. Y'all thought he was chasing me. April Fool's motherfucker. April Fool's motherfucker. Woo! Yeah.
Man, fuck you so, all, man.
Yeah, I got it.
You got
I had to get somebody. That was an April Fool's joke. God damn it. But anyway, seriously. When you think about what they're spreading, dangerous. I don't know what type of pills you like to watch. Dangerous. Nah. Boy, if a boy fuck with me or mess with me running, trying to get in shape, police playing with himself. That'd be a real asshole to fuck with a dude that's jogging by himself in a day. All right, guys. No. Guys, I'm going to end it early today. Got a little rough late start. But I want to hear what y'all really think about people who are... Hold on. I'm going to open up and think about... We had two trials this week. And they were cyber trials, entertainment, poking fun. But now, they can be like the McCarthy hearings. Look, she walking a dog. If they stop me from running, I'm going to be like, hold up. I'm walking my dogs. No, I'm running my dogs. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Fine. I hope they don't get me a ticket for running. They better not. Hey, I'm going to tell them I'm running my dogs. You walking yours. All right, buddy. Uh-huh. Right, exactly. I don't got 10 people around me. All right, son. Hey, they better not fight with me, you know? But anyway, guys, that's where I want to open up. Should they be on trial? Should they really, really be on trial, guys? Should the United States really try to, like, put a hammer down on these dudes? For real, for real. And give them a misdemeanor. Explode them like a car. I mean, I don't know what you do right now because what is their end result now? I'm going downhill, guys. What is their end result? Anarchy? Huh? What is it? Is it anarchy? How are you going to push back? Guys, this is the disappointment of my life. If they stop me for real and say, look, son, you can't be running out here by yourself because you're going to affect all Baltimore City people, right? You know what? I'm going to have to accept it, right? But what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to be in a market. I'm not going to be nowhere else unless it's a market where I got to be around a lot of people. Say now. See?
And the sad thing about it, ABC is an old homebody person. He don't mind staying at home. That nigga act like he go to the clubs every night. That's the people that's going to be fucked up. Them truck drivers that's going on the road that may got laid off. People that's used to working. He retired. He's a home fucking body. Meow, meow. I told him last night, ladies and gentlemen, but he don't want to believe. I said, you know, 40% of domestic cats carry a virus called the scratch virus or something. And when the cat scratches you, right, it swells your lymph nodes and all that shit. He didn't know that. Denied it. Guys, there's a lot of traffic out here. God damn, this morning. And I'm not even in the traffic. I'm in a little tree area today. Nice. But listen, guys, that's what he says to us, man. So, yeah, that's what he says, man. So, they're putting people like on trial for misinformation. And I'm letting you know at least how I'm about to open up the mics, y'all. Because I just want to let y'all talk. And how I ended up for a minute. But if he's still on the line, anybody want to talk, listen. Because I don't want the rain to be on my back. But listen, guys. They're the problem. You know? They may be working. Listen, if I was a government and I had these people doing this, the first thing I would say is who's paying these guys? I would look and see if Russia paying them. If Russia's not paying them, then I know they're not a professional. I know they're not an interest for profit. They're the ones who really brainwashed. They already got a mental illness. They're telling you, don't believe 99% of all the media. Believe 0.5% of the media. People that's on the dark web. Don't believe NBC. Don't believe the White Secretary press conference. Don't believe that the press are going to put pressure on the government to come out with the truth. Okay? Don't believe that the press are competing with each other for getting on the first on a big story to be covering with you. Don't do that. But go against 24. Oh, God, I got a second one. 24 of these lawyers. So I want to say if guys, y'all know, I normally don't have a lot of traffic out here. I don't know why these people going crazy today. They be battling like ABC. And I'm not even in a real, but yeah, I'm opening up the lines. The question is, I want to say, when people come out going saying this is fake, and you can plot them out, and let's say if you can find out, just like they want to meet up and say, let's go on Facebook, let's get a group, let's protest against the government this day, and just get 10 or more people together. Protest. Do you say you should get locked up or anything? I'm gonna meet my line and open it up.
Q&A session is over.
All right, guys, y'all got it for 15. Y'all talk about it. If not, I'm coming back on.
I didn't hear the question. I was doing something. I didn't hear the question, actually. So, if anyone else
okay.
is on.
I guess people just want to hear me. Let me put this back on there.
Okay.
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press *6.
In the world, I would have got motherfucking locked up. I know. Yo, we would have had that. We would have been talking about that for weeks.
Wait a minute.
I probably would
have
made national
something
news.
To say.
You know what I mean?
Wait a minute, all facts.
I probably would have made
Wait
national
minute,
news.
Wait a minute, all facts. I had something to say.
Baltimore County Police lock up a police man for jogging. Police said he ended his arrest. And guess what? If he would have killed me innocently, guess what, guys? He wouldn't have, y'all wouldn't have came out and marched for me. Because they would have told y'all to be goddamn standing in the house. Y'all couldn't protest with me. Oh, you see how it is? So,
all facts. I have something to say, all facts.
Go ahead, brother. You got the floor.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to put myself on
mute
so I can listen to you. Hold on. I don't know why all these cars are out here today.
There's also something going around with the coronavirus where they're putting out a video. I think it was debuted on here yesterday morning, but I've seen it in other places that they're going to turn off all the phones either yesterday or today. And I'm thinking because they're saying that the 5G technology has something to do. So they're going to turn off all phones for 3 days. And that was supposed to start yesterday or today. So as far as I know, my phone is still on. But that's another thing that people are spreading around. And so bad, all this false information is just, we got to do better, y'all, and be more responsible. And like I told Angel Lady Love yesterday, that she immediately started telling that video to Gigi. And I'm like, yo, you, she immediately started telling Gigi about the video. And I'm like, yo, you can't be, you don't know who that person was on the video. You don't know where that damn video came from. And you automatically now, you passing the information on to somebody that don't even know anything about it. Irresponsible. Can't be that irresponsible. I can understand if you're scared. I understand that, but we just can't be that dang gone irresponsible. We got to do better and do research before we start passing on information. It's just irresponsible, y'all. I'm done.
I ain't rest on you. Guys, I'm going to open up the other line. I ain't rest on you, nigga. I'm going to meet my line. I'm going to give y'all 3 minutes to say something. If nobody don't say nothing in that 3 minutes, well, I say 2 minutes. I'm back on because I want to get this 5G going on. So I'm going to meet my line, open it up for y'all.
Q&A session is over.
Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, everybody, I can hear you. I'm putting myself on mute. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure because I said something before nobody said anything. I don't think anyone's on.
Hi, Lorraine.
I'm here.
Yeah, y'all go ahead and talk. Give me 5 minutes. Y'all go ahead and talk.
Okay. So is it like that in New York? Is it like quiet?
It's quiet, it's desolate, it's uncomfortable, people are uneasy. I don't know what to say.
So there aren't any there's not a lot of traffic is what I'm saying.
Right. There's not a lot of traffic and they canceled alternate side of the street when you have to move the cars for the sanitation trucks. So people don't have to move their cars for a while.
Wow.
But it's very sad and scary. And I'm a conspiracy theorist, believe it or not, but this is really happening, though.
See,
it's almost like a bad dream, actually, because you know you see movies like this for so long, you know, the zombie apocalypse and all that other stuff, but they really do have giant refrigerators at hospitals, and it's as an older person, I thank God I'm an older person dealing with this. I don't know how I would have dealt with it as a younger person, but, you know, like most people, I'm very concerned about the young people.
Right.
You know, taking it seriously because I don't know if they are, you know. It's very quiet. And like I said, my cousin, you know, she can talk. That's all I can say. And she has, you know, two teenage children, and she's a sister, of course, and her husband is there, but they can't, you know, be face-to-face, and they can't talk to her, and she just got off a respirator, but she's not out of the woods yet.
So she's in the hospital?
Yeah, she had the COVID-19, and And she was in there for about 3 weeks, I think. And she just was able to start communicating recently. Mm. So she started, you know, telling the family what was going on.
Man, that's so sad. I don't know.
She's a teacher, you know, nice young lady, bunch of degrees. Her husband's an architect, and, you know, it's just scary.
It is, because I'm sure she never even imagined.
Yeah.
Well, Sister Gigi, we're going to need you to give an update, yeah, on her every day. I want an
brother.
Update, yeah?
Brother.
Brother.
Keep it righteous, brother.
You need to do an update.
Every day. Every day. I hear you. That's hilarious, man. Oh, my God. I mean, she's a Christian, but my best friend's husband, he's an atheist. He's out here, and he's on a respirator. He's not, you know, doing too well. They're doing the experimental treatments on him. So everybody's being affected one way or the other.
Well, that's good. It's hard. They're doing the treatment.
Well, they approved him for the experimental blood plasma treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get worse, so we're just hanging on to that for now. But you're like, you know, like you want to go to your friend and you want to be with her and you want to hug her and tell her everything's going to be okay, and you can't.
Yeah.
You can't go to her and she can't go to him, and it's just like, woo, child. So it's really
difficult. That's what I was asking. I had asked Sarge, but he wouldn't answer me. So I was wanting his opinion, or if he had any idea, you know, how people feel about what is this virus, how is this here situation affecting people who are in relationships and they don't live together or are in different states. How are they dealing with it, you know? Because I was told that you can't be on the road more than hours, and, you know, you can get pulled over, police could pull you over, and you have to give an explanation. But I was
okay,
like,
yeah.
I don't know, you know.
Well, it's just a scary part because you don't know if you're carrying it, you know. That's the scariest part. You like, you know, most people just think it's allergies or a cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But,
I mean, I don't know what to tell you about the cops and then the police. They stop you and question you, and, you know, that's fine. You know, where are you going? I would just always be on my way to or from a doctor's office as far as they're concerned. That's the only place they really can't really sit in, you know, doctor's office, pharmacy.
Yeah, I was told you had to have receipts or, you know, but that, the doctor's office part wouldn't work if you live, say, there in New York and you're down in Virginia. You can't possibly be going to a doctor.
Oh, you mean with the out-of-state plates?
Yeah, you're going.
License plates? Oh, yeah.
So, you know, so I was wondering what would happen then. And,
I don't know.
You know, it's kind of tricky. It's so tricky.
It's really like, what's that word? It seems like a dream almost, or a nightmare.
I'm letting y'all know, I'm still at it. I got my stuff on me.
Okay.
Y'all can hear me, I'm just letting y'all know. I'm
okay.
Not cheating y'all. I put my stuff back on me.
Okay.
Almost done.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, because there's homes also being sold. A lot of homes all over the different states are being sold. And I'm like,
Wait, I'm confused. Because of what?
No, I'm just saying that in the market. The market hasn't stopped. People are buying homes left and right in different states. And I'm like, if somebody wanted to purchase a home, I mean, and, you know, the only way that they could get there, they have to drive to go see it. I mean, how can a police officer pull someone over to tell them, or they might even be in the middle of their transaction and they have to get back there to close the deal and just get ready to move in. So, I mean, they can't be telling someone you're not supposed to be on the road or arrest them, and they're in the middle of their transaction. So I don't
I think they can. I don't know. I think they can. Unless you want to get a car with the same plates as the state you're going to. I don't know.
No, but I'm like, you know, if something happens to my friend, I'm going to him. I don't care.
Right, right. But I'm sure it's not going to get that serious.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know.
I don't think the cop. Oh, wait, is that Rick?
Yeah. What's your question, Lorraine?
What happens to people if they need to go to another state?
From what my understanding, you can go to handle business. It's just personal. And then, like, certain states, like, my answer, I just paid the class, basically, really, like, New York and Louisiana have kind of been boycotted against, I guess, in Texas and Florida. You gotta quarantine yourself if you're coming from New York or either Louisiana. But other than that, you can go wherever you want to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Expensive for business.
That's good to know, but it didn't matter because I wouldn't. Anything like that was to happen, nobody could stop me. So. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's just another cricket.
I just hope this.
Well, Lorraine, unfortunately, Lorraine, when you get there, if something happened to your friend, you can't see him.
If he just
let your ass in the room to see him.
No, I'm saying if he's coming down with him, he'll be at home. I'm going to him.
Okay.
I don't care if I get it. That's
okay.
What it is.
Oh, hell. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, guys, y'all can hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm walking back to the house now. I gotta walk it out. I appreciate y'all joining me. And guys, hold on.
Alfax is in his living room pretending. No, I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. Let me stop. I don't want to get mad.
He said Dunkin' Donuts, man.
Yeah, I like to proudly say I'm kind of pissed off, man. I got taken for a fucking fool for a second. So that's, I don't like the nigga that damn much, but I ain't want to see no damn cop fucking in my
I was
either.
Scared. I was really upset.
If y'all couldn't hear that, come on. That was too, He would have been his noise sounding. He wouldn't have been going.
I don't speak to him. You know, I guess kind of like, and we don't have those kind of conversations where I could understand those type of nuances. You know, you see what I'm saying? You speaking from a personal level. I don't know him like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good.
So for all I know, you know, he could have ran into some crazy motherfucker. They fucked off Freddie Gray.
But see, that was the shit. You didn't even hear them say anything.
Look, I mean, maybe I'm just trigger happy about. You know, cops going off on motherfuckers. I don't know, but that I took the nigga serious. You heard me come back and say, what the fuck?
You got to do it. You have to come up with one.
Yeah, that's what I said. So maybe I'm feeling still a little pissed off about this shit.
You got to do it. You just got to come up with a good one yourself. That's all.
Oh, yo, you took the joke. That's what I was about to ask. Hey, my boy, you got the joke, man. I ain't mean it, man. My boy about to go get his rifle.
And I don't. That's one thing you don't have to worry about. I gave up my practical jokes and shit like that a long time ago. So I don't do shit like that.
Oh, not even on April Fool's yet. But shit, I'm a clown today, so I gotta be an entertainer. I understand. I wouldn't do it, but I'm glad I got somebody.
That's good, April Fool. You got me.
I try to give y'all a hint.
Next time, don't use the police. Don't do that.
Yeah, I know. That's a little sensitive area for us. But I tried to give y'all a hint when I kept on saying, I said, yo, what if I go out here? I kept on trying to give y'all a hint to warm y'all up, but y'all ain't getting it.
I did.
Yeah,
I was laughing.
You was laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mama's Boy, I don't know. You might be mad that it really didn't happen. I don't know, Mama's Boy. I mean, you might be damn all fact. Stop playing. I wish that was real on you, nigga. Nigga, don't play like that. But I'm saying if somebody got that was a good one, man. I was a little creative on that one.
Yeah, I don't look. As much as I don't like Sarge, I don't wish the police in his life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mike Hood, I hope the police nab his ass.
No.
Sarge, I don't think so. I don't call to put police on black folks, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, and Sarge is a little older now. You wouldn't want them to knock him to the ground and he'd be done. Broke his hip or something.
Well, I would rather Sarge slip on a bar of soap in the bathroom than to run into the
bars. No, you don't want him to break his hip.
You know what I'm saying?
He could break his hip.
Maybe bite his tongue for a couple of weeks.
I'll put out my wish and I'll repeat what I said the other day that got a young brother from London so mad. I wish everybody that thinks this coronavirus is fake, some man would grab their goddamn mouth like your mama used to do in church, some man with coronavirus, and spit that shit right down their goddamn.
No, Howard. That's not good. Oh, hello, Kelly.
That's not mean. That's not mean, Lorraine.
I said that's not good. I said no. I don't handle club soda. Shit.
Well, I said that shit to Supreme the other day. That nigga got mad as hell.
nigga, man, I can't stop laughing on that damn shit, nigga. You say how your mama used to do, you make that fish mouth?
That fish mouth. You grab them damn mouth.
God damn, Howard, man. I thought I was bad, nigga. God damn, y'all niggas make me look like a marshmallow. Hey, Mr. Pollution got mad at me tonight because I told his punk ass, I didn't tell him like I'm telling you. I spoke a little bit different. But I told him, I said, him and Cat, as far as Sarge was concerned, to Sarge, you know, they two cancerous balls, and he need to cut them motherfuckers away and get rid of them. And that motherfucker got so mad he came back, started talking ghetto, nigga.
Mr. Solutions got to talking ghetto.
Yeah, nigga, that shit was funny, the motherfucker, fool. We was on the floor laughing, bro. That nigga was tripping, bro. Angry Jew on.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to know, what is this dang on show all these people talking about? Tiger King or some shit? What is this? What is that show out there? Everybody is talking about this dang on show about some white people that got a damn zoo or something. I don't know. Any of y'all know what that is?
Nah, you got me, Howard.
No, I never heard of it.
I'm going to check it out today, Howard. It's on Netflix. I'm going to check it out today. They talking about is this white family, I guess, and I guess they're a clan. They go around selling desire animals like they cocaine, like they keys, basically. And it's like, oh my God, basically you would be surprised at what these white folk be doing. That's why I heard. I'm gonna go check it out. I heard they say it's real good, believe it or not. But go ahead, guys.
You need to open the line.
It's on Netflix.
Open the line.
The lines are open. You talking, right? The lines are open.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is open. The lines are open, Big Will. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Gigi is on the line. All the lines are open, bro. As a matter of fact, just because you said open all the lines, I'm going to mute all the lines, and I'm going to talk for hours. All right. No, guys, y'all can finish talking. I thank y'all for helping me out. I'm just stretching out, and we got about 30 more minutes, and y'all can just go ahead and have it, and I'll close out the last 4-5 minutes of it if y'all want to go here, but... How will you bring an interesting topic, man? They may have to put some people on trial if this thing get out of hand. But I'm back on mute, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, now there you go. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, what's up, Big Will?
Sad news today. I mentioned yesterday, that there were 2 confirmed cases at my job, and there's a possible 3rd now. Guy that started the job with me, I mean, we started the exact same day, and every damn thing, he may have that shit now, bruh. I mean, this is a cool-ass dude, funny as hell. We talk shit every time we link up. But they said he's in the hospital, really all bad as fuck with this shit, and this shit fucking crazy, bro. He just got married like a few months ago, you know what I'm saying? Beautiful wife, beautiful daughters and everything, man. Army veteran, all of that, former police officer, a man out here trying to make his money, you know what I'm saying? Catching this shit. So I hope like hell it's not the coronavirus, but if it is, hey, man, y'all send that positive energy. If you're into that, if you're into praying, hey, please do that shit. Whatever the fuck, man, this shit is crazy, bruh. And, I mean, motherfuckers can say what the fuck they want to say about the coronavirus shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you think it's some fuckery, some foolishness or whatever, I hope like hell nobody you know catches this shit.
Amen.
But if somebody does catch this shit, if you don't believe in this shit, I want your monkey ass to be the first to be out there helping your people. You know what I mean? I mean, this shit is crazy, bro. This shit made the news and all over this social media page we got on Facebook about my damn job catching this, people at my job catching this shit, bro. And we can't shut down because of what we do. We let me just say this. If I get pulled over tonight, if I'm out and about just lollygagging, just doing whatever the fuck I want to do, I'm covered because I got that paper saying I'm an essential personnel. All I got to say is I'm going to this place or I'm just getting off of work. That's all I have to say. But, no, this shit is real, family. And, yes, there are possibly 3 cases for my fucking job.
Damn.
And
that's
scary. And I got to... Hell yeah.
Yep.
Because we work with around nothing but majority of the shit that we working around is stainless steel. And I think they said this coronavirus lasts on stainless steel. Well, I thought I read 3 to 4 days, but now somebody's saying up to 7 days. So Yo, this every and they got they, yo. If we got some preventive measures that we're doing. Like, as
hey,
far as,
don't they got you guys cleaning down? If you're working on that stainless steel, don't they got you guys wiping that shit down with Lysol, everything, and all that?
Alcohol. Every time we go somewhere, we gotta clean, bro. Like, and they cutting the damn time down. Like, normally it's like 30-minute rotations. Some places they doing it like 20-minute rotations. 25-minute rotations, and they're trying to keep us with that social distance shit, but it's impossible to do because of the work that we do, you know what I mean? So we literally spraying our damn selves with alcohol, each other with alcohol and shit, you know what I'm saying? I had to check some young brothers the other night, like, look, nigga, what the fuck is you doing? Don't touch that damn door handle with your bare hands, bruh. I mean, yeah, it's a locker room, but motherfuckers be doing shit this or whatever, you don't know what their hands been on. So get you a paper towel, and I literally showed some grown ass dudes how to open a fucking door. I mean, this shit is real, bruh, with paper towels. I do this shit at home, my dude, like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a game, bruh. It's not a fucking game, bruh. And this shit, I mean, yeah, I'm in my emotions right now. I ain't going front right now, bro, because this is my homie, yo.
And you have to also consider quarantining yourself from younger children. If you know you work in a high, you know, a hazardous location, you might have to send children to relatives for at least 2 weeks.
Well, I'm going to make sure I wash my ass real good. Before
mm-hmm.
I touch anybody.
Right,
I'm just
right.
getting off work. Before I do anything, I'm about to jump in this damn shower and scrub. Like,
yep.
for real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry you're going through that, man. That's horrible.
And I posted some shit on Facebook. I think I posted in the TRS chat also
mm-hmm.
about the gloves shit, bro. That shit don't mean a goddamn thing if you're not changing that shit out periodically, bro.
Right,
Well, Big Will, I definitely heard you. I heard you the other night when you came and said what you say. You said it was two, and you said the possible one. And now it's your friend, your homeboy, and it shows it gets closer. Joshua also said his co-worker's
right.
mother had it. And see, it's starting to trickle down. And then guess what? We're on the internet. It's starting to get closer. You know what I'm saying? Two co-workers that we know. I mean, because TRS is a small little huddle group. Then Joshua and then Big Will. Then guess what? Hopefully, we don't have people call in. No, Gigi, she just said her cousin. So it got closer to her. Hopefully, none of us get it.
I got two.
Even me.
I got two people.
I want to. Right, two people. Right. This is what I want to say. Is you have to, you don't, because they said the virus is on your hands. It's not in your body. It's on your hands. If you therefore put your hands in your mouth, your nose, or your eyes, the virus can get into there. So if it's on your, so that's why you have to wash your hands, because people are inadvertently touching something and then going and getting some tater chips and licking their fingers. Oh my God, I touched that doorknob. I did not wash my hands, and I put my hands in my tater chips and I just licked my fingers, and I, especially these public handles. So the thing of it is, tell everybody, do not put your hands in your mouth, your nose, and your eyes, unless you immediately had washed your hands before that with antibacterial. I use Palmolive antibacterial dishwashing. I told you guys I got a dishwasher, never used it. I guess I'm ghetto. I love washing dishes. I know my hands, that's just a common thing. So I'm always washing dishes because these boys, they hate washing dishes any goddamn way. I don't get on them. But I still have to be mindful. If I go to the store, okay, if I touch this handle, okay, I cannot put my hands in my mouth, my nose, or my eyes. That's the way it gets into you. And all these, and I'm just saying, people passing it on and inadvertently touching things. So that's all I got. And say, Will, I'm sorry. Big Will, I keep on calling you Little. Big Will, I'm sorry, man, to hear that. And but I appreciate you sharing your story. And just like Big Will said before, if one of you guys get it for all y'all, because we put both of them on trial, Big Will, and New Jersey is thinking about actually taking these people to trial, spreading misinformation, false information about the coronavirus. Because basically, they act like they're with the enemy because they're trying to send people out as a biological war. If they're telling you to stay in, you said, guys, go out, you're telling them to go out and spreading it. So I don't know. I'm going to fall back, guys. But we still on BTR. I think we got about 15 more minutes to go. Thank you, Big Will. Thanks for sharing your story, brother.
Man, no problem, man. But here's the situation, though. We just had a dumbass pastor. Yeah, I said it. A dumbass pastor die because he was talking about it was a hoax and this is some way to make Trump look bad or whatever. This motherfucker dead now. Just the last week, I think Tyrone and Sister Lisa did a show about this little girl who's supposed to be popular on social media or whatever, talking like bad mouthing the coronavirus or whatever. And she got the shit just the other week. So, I mean, come on, dude. And then, let's be honest. Fuck what Cardi B talking about with these so-called D-list, B-list, whatever the fuck, celebrities. Idris Elba is not a C-list or D-list celebrity. Tom Hanks damn sure isn't. That's a fucking legend in the movie and TV world, comedy and shit. This man is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So why would the fuck would he want to fake this shit, bruh? He don't need to. So, I mean, yo, they need to open your fucking eyes. And like I said, if anybody listening to my fucking voice, you think this shit is fake as a fucking hoax? And I hope this shit doesn't happen. I promise you, I don't wish this shit on nobody other than racist motherfuckers, white supremacists, or whatever. I wish that shit on them. All right, and a black doctor or a black scientist would be the reason why they get cured or healed or whatever, and they get rid of that dumb shit or whatever. But anyway, if you believe this shit is a fucking hoax, it's a fucking fake, and if one of your friends or family members catches this shit, you better be the first son of a bitch or the first bitch to help your people out, bro. Real rap. Hey, yo, I'm about to fall back. I'm about to go wash my ass and relax for a couple of nights.
Okay,
yo,
well,
Right. Go ahead, Ryan.
Check this out. It just came in 10 minutes ago. A North Carolina deputy dies of COVID-19 related complications. A fucking deputy.
It's starting to peak up, y'all. It's starting to peak up. Damn, guys. Well, guys, I guess you know what? I guess we need to hamper down. We talk hours of the night. I think TRS is good for people. You know, we can be in the house. I say that we keep talking. I mean, if you got a problem with yourself during this time of crisis, call Talk Real Solutions. You know, shit, host, you can have a show. Let's keep this open for a long while. See what I can do on BTR. Let's just keep talking. Y'all, we staying home anyway now. Some of y'all come on, have some shows up. Go ahead, brother.
So I'm on worldometer.info again, worldometer.info/ coronavirus. And mind you, kind of late as far as getting this coronavirus shit in this country, right? But the USA, oh gosh, we over doubled total cases than China. China has a total of 81,555 total cases. That's the recovered, still active, and the death, right? But in America, the USA, 188,639 cases. That's all the cases combined. That's, like I said before, the active, the recovered, as well as the death. God.
See, this, right, I know, right. We late. And see, what I'm saying, guys, these viruses are tricky. It's new. Maybe, watch, maybe when the host, maybe the people that don't get sick, right, that ABC talking about, right? If they are carrier, maybe it stays in them longer, right? So if it stays in them longer, let's say that virus may stay in them in a month, right? But they still can touch something. They can cough and touch something and then put it, right? And then, I don't know, 3 weeks later, somebody touched that. You see what I'm saying? Even though you're not dying, you're actually helping out the virus even more. Now, when someone else get it, it's not going to stay in their body long because they're going to die. You see what I'm saying? If you don't have this body or these immune systems like other people have, you're going to die. So this is what I'm saying, man. Releasing these hosts, we got to stay at distance. You cannot release these hosts because they love the host. The host actually, you know, has the virus
well,
and is able to transmit from person to runner. Go ahead, brother.
Let me say this about Big Will was speaking on China, which has way more of a population than we have. But what China did, what the U.S. is not doing, that's why our shit is still trending up. China shut shit down. Everything. They shut it down. The U.S. is not going to do that because of the capitalist society that we live in. They're not going to do that. You still got motherfuckers going outside, at least in my part of the town. Still got people working, and I'm one of those motherfuckers that has that letter too, Big Will, essential personnel. So you still got motherfuckers working. You still got cars on the road. You still got businesses, some businesses trying to stay open. In China, they shut it the fuck down. So, you know, you guys could talk about the U.S. and Trump, how great he is if you want to. But to me, this is showing a clear, clear sign of the economy over lives. That's a fact.
Well, see, Howard, that's the benefit of a communist and dictatorship regime. The benefit of a communist dictator regime is this: when something like that, they lay down the law. What is the end? I don't know what's happening. They lay down the law, Howard. You see what I'm saying? They lay down the law. That's what they do. They lay down that damn law, and they can shut it down. That's the positive. That's a positive of a dictatorship. Now in America, you really can't do that right now. So, I don't even know why that's on like that. Yeah, you understand? You kind of understand me, Howard? And that's why. So with American laws and rights, we kind of like ease people. Because we got right. We ease people into that dictatorship, that communist country. Because that's what, like I said, if you're in the city and you go on the bus, you feel like a communist country. Listen, the three M's, everything is going to be fine. But the only thing you have to worry about is if the government says, we got your money, we're going to bring everything back up to zero balances, and we're going to start all over. And guess what, guys? It may take 2 quarters, 6 months to bring it back up. But as Americans, we're going to do it. But you have to sit your ass down, stop whining like little kids such as ABC. Mr. Father, I don't understand it, Howard. I don't understand it in this situation. So that's why, and another thing, United States, we're just late on it. United States, everyone around the world comes to United States, especially New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to watch this. Imagine if Russia or China would attack our electrical grid right now. That would start World War III. This is no joke. Listen to me. If China and Russia wanted to attack America at its vulnerability, they would attack us now. That would be World War III. This is serious. We're weak. We have resources going somewhere. Imagine, come on. What I'm saying is the reason why I'm saying imagine that this is big boy shit, Howard. This is big boy shit. They want to go with the little movie conspiracy shit. No, this shit's real shit. Now, 100,000, 200,000, I don't know. I may say that's a little lie because that's the estimate. I think subconsciously they boost that number up knowing that it may not be, that may be about 50,000 at the max. But when it's under 100 and 200,000, Trump is going to say, oh, we said 100 and 200,000, but we got it down to 50,000 people dying of this thing. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if we get 100,000 people to die, they will die when we took all measures to avoid it. This is seen shutting down all business, and you still have it. Imagine if ABC and them, Mr. Solution says, let's go. 2, 3, 4, 5 million would have died. They probably would be dead themselves. Just imagine. You have to say it would be higher. You know, you got Baltimore folks talking about New York, Baltimore, and you stop bringing New York folks. I said, my God, I never heard. I know me and Jay used to fuss and argue over, but God, no. That don't sound like it could be a civil war with states jockeying over a mask and shit. They're outbidding. They call a private company. I'm New York. Yo, $10 a mask? Okay, California, shit, I got 11. Ohio, no, give me 12. What? And then the government said, fans said, no, I'll pay you $15. A bidding war like eBay, like Cuomo said. I like the New York governor, man. I don't know nothing about him. I like his presentation. I like his oath. I like he's just that down to earth. I like that. I like the sentiment about him. You know, he kick it to you straight. He act like, you know, man, he talking to you like regular. He don't, you know, he just try, he doesn't be, you know, he's a good communicator. So, I don't know, man. If this get online, we should put some of these people on trial for spreading misinformation and bring it up to the nation and say, tell me how, bring the case to the information. Tell me where you're getting your sources from. You just can't say, well, I would tell them black people that go out and don't worry about this, don't drink this, just eat natural herbs. Okay, I want you to lick that petri dish, and if you don't get the viruses, okay, I'm going to buy all your seaweed drinks. I want to buy. But guys, yeah, that's it, man. I want y'all to somebody to end it up. I think we got a couple more minutes on BTR. I think we got about 15 more minutes, and I think they were on. I mean, I hope they goddamn Googled my show up. We should put them on trial until all these weeks. You know what I'm saying? Somebody have a show tonight. Put them on trial again tonight. Keep on putting pressure. Every time we make a video against these people, we're putting something back out in the cyberspace. My goodness, Dave, if it get too good, we're going to have to put a masterpiece out and start putting some names and starting some trouble if it get too much of that. And we don't want to have to do that because people are out here just blasting, and it's sad to say, you know where he's getting it from. Tyrone, if you have a chance, Howard, putting them on trial part two, if you go in the first hour, Tyrone plays a 12-minute tape of a gentleman on Facebook. I said, ladies and gentlemen, now I know why Howard said that he had to chill from Facebook because ABC's posted. This man is talking about 5G. Ladies and gentlemen, I totally destroyed that man. 5G. He says it's association on correlation or causation. He says since 5G is in these major cities, and he's right with the technology, short distances, higher throughput bandwidth, higher radiation, things of that nature. All right, he's good about that. Got that. Electrical waves are more tighter, but it's faster. So since it's faster, it has a short distance, right? So you got to keep on regenerating the signal. So they have to have more than 5G, right? Got that. He says, that's why he says the 5G radio waves are actually not the virus. They're attacking your cells. So it's not the coronavirus. It's just the 5G attacking your cells. Well, you ask them some questions. They hold up. Grandma lives out in the country. She not know where there's 5G. Her daughter works in the city. Comes and then she gets her grandmother the coronavirus. See, if I go to North Dakota, if I go to the reservation where ain't no rural areas, no 5G, if we have one case of the coronavirus from them and they haven't touched the city, made the city, then your whole thing is shot, guys. It's easy to prove that that's wrong. It's idiotic. You know damn well that's far-fetched. This is how they're going to trick you. So the only thing you got to prove is give me a radius of area with people who have died, Baltimore County, 180 people, where 5G is not even in Baltimore County. Baltimore City don't even have a lot of hotspots for 5G. How do Baltimore County residents getting it? And why don't you got it with your 4G? And then from 2G to 3G, what did that cause? Did that cause any disease from Americans? From 3G to 4G, did that cause any disease? Or from 4 to 5, it's going to cause all this mad radiation and things of that nature. So, that man was, I wish I could send you a link to that post or what have you. I don't know, man. I may have another show tonight. I don't know if someone picks up. We might have to put him on trial part 3. I may have to read that New Jersey, depending on how I feel, and read that New Jersey article. Research, can we put these people on trial? Is he actually breaking crimes? This is starting to be serious. We talk about all the time for many years, misinformation, they lie, they destroy. This is when that shit can be about life or death and whether this nation is going to go on anarchy or not. They may be some Facebook groups, and I'm letting you know in IT, yes, you need the feds, you need the CIA ciphering up this goddamn information. I don't know. Ciphering, flagging down these people's information that gets false information because they may be trying to click up and hook up. Huh? Click up and hook up. They got on the Baltimore. If Baltimore children, high school children from Douglas High School, can go on Facebook and say, we're going to show Baltimore City to the whole world today after school because of Freddie Gray. We're going to go crazy and hook up. They can do some crazy shit if people say, yo, I think the government. You got to watch these people. Some of these people may try to go here and do the MandelaCon thing. Who's at the MandelaCon? My God, I might have a show tonight. I don't want to hawk up the time. God, listen, MandelaCon, I'm going to go and march in the building. You remember he kept on saying people going to go to the march in the Capitol building? And we're going, one lady says on October the 31st, on Halloween night, we all around the world will go to the state. You remember that shit? Them people may be trying to, not them, but some people out there that may be trying to plot that stuff out. So, guys, we don't know about that, man. You know, we don't know about that, man. So I wish y'all have a nice day today. I'm going to get off of here. I'm going to let somebody else end it. Guys, what I wanted to let you know, we have a new phone number, a BTR. I may try to do one tonight. I'm not promising you nothing. If so, they're going to be on trial. I'm a researcher. I got a lot running around to do today. The number is 515-605-9340. And some of you guys who listen, if you have it's a toll-free number now. If you have any problems of calling here, I know some people say that their phone service charged them. At this time, you won't be charged. We'll be controlling both of the switchboards. And you can use anything. Are you guys that's on free conference call, we're not telling you have to use VCR. You don't have to use things of that nature. You can just keep it like it is. Basically, what we're going to try to do, we're going to try to, you know, basically bring some more listeners, some more audience over here. That's my thing anyway, because we're going to still rock with it. And it's just another platform. That's all, guys. You know, and just reach out and still do us. Don't change for nobody. And then be welcome. If we do have more people, be welcome. Even though they tease me an hour about Susan. And listen to me. I wouldn't mind Susan coming back over here. You know why? Because y'all not going to make me a racist. I'm a grown-ass man. Because to get cat, I would love Susan to come and have her chat us, do just like she's been doing, criticize us, nobody gets indignant, and let Cat get mad. And I would love to hang up on Cat when she's trying to get in. Oh, these guys are racist. No, she's racist. Ma'am, continue. You're a different white woman. I would love that. So, guys, sometimes, man, we can get back at Cat. That lady was cordial. Don't do that, man. Don't be racist to each his own. I know you say you don't like white people, but as long as they don't get out of your respect, she was a Republican. She was this. you know, Tyra was getting on it. She stuck there for a long time listening and things of that nature. You never know. That was the first. That probably was the first time that she ever talked to black people. So that's how what DPR can get. I'm letting you know I'm not allowing you and them to. I'm going to be screening calls over there. By the way, there's a new. If you want to host on BTR, we have a link. It ain't going to be nobody getting a switchboard. We can just send you over the link. You got your switchboard for that night. The next night, you ain't got to worry about nobody deleting shit. It's all open for everybody. You do your damn thing. Matter of fact, I wish you can, anybody, y'all can have more shows so we can keep on the chat room and get people more saying our platform over there. You know, just get new people. We almost had 100 subscribers on YouTube already. So there's a cool 100 cool subscribers. Now, in the chat room over there, you have people. I think the sound was messed up. You had a couple of guys was upset that the sound was messed up. We took care of that. A couple of guys wanted to call in, but we didn't have the number. It took me, guys, 2 weeks emailing that person back and forth for getting our number. I kind of, you know, we kind of procrastinated a little bit on that. But we got it now, man. So I appreciate all y'all guys, man. And I'm done. Unless y'all want to say something, because we got like 9 more minutes on the BTR stream. I don't want to be talking for 9 minutes. That's all I really had to say, guys. I talk, y'all, like I said, I talk too much. And then listen, I guess y'all not gonna. Huh?
No, you don't.
What's up, man? What's up? That's messed up about Lil Will, isn't it, hey, guys, ladies? Isn't it messed up? That's messed up, man. I mean, I said Big Will. I keep on saying Little.
What happened? I just came.
About his coworker. His coworker's in a coma at the hospital for the coronavirus.
Yeah. In a coma, damn. That's messed up.
Mine.
That's really messed up.
And like Gigi was saying, right, and it's a horrifying thing. This is like the Black Death. The Black, I'm not going to say, but this is like the bubonic plague. I'm not going to say Black Death. Let me get that straight. But anyway, when they say that when your mother is in that hospital and she's about to die, the only thing that you can do is beg for the nurse to FaceTime you with your mother, because they cannot allow you in her room. They can't. They take the room up, and there's no sentence that you don't have no rights. All of the laws are gone down the drain. They say in California, if they need to resuscitate you, they're not going to resuscitate you. Look, you remember that last will and testament? Or who you want to get permission whether to resuscitate, all that's gone. If you're too bad off, they're going to let you die. I think that was Michigan, not California. I'm sorry. They're going to let you die. Imagine people in the rural areas in Mississippi. They have little clinics. They don't have hospitals. If an outbreak there, they're going to die. Think about it. If you're in a town for $2,500 and you got a little clinic and your doctor does everything, and they got to transfer you out of the county to get a surgery because a hospital is 30 miles away where you can perform surgery. If that goes out there, them people in trouble. They worse off than the people in the hood.
Mm.
When I heard Baltimore be killing, I that didn't sound right. Baltimore shouldn't be letting them New York people come in here. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I just didn't like that. I didn't like that. Because everybody, you know, scared, you know. That's for the episode. I just didn't like that.
Well, what they mean by let them come in? You talking about people, you see somebody in a car driving? Is that what they mean?
No, yeah, anything, basically, yeah. They said basically because, like, you know, people from New York, they may be trying to get away from that state because of the outbreak, but then they're bringing the disease when they leave. They don't know that they have it, and they come down Baltimore or Philly, something like that. You know, and I'm letting you right now. Baltimore, Philly, Jersey, and New York, let them people all connected. We like cousins. So, I mean, we just got, and they can just go from state to state, and that's how it is. Because I know a lot of people from Baltimore let their New York brothers come down here to stay or get away from them where it's at. I'm getting away from New York. So it's, you know, I don't know.
I hope people don't start taking their guns out and standing out there ready to shoot somebody, they better turn around.
Well, you better not fucking play with me. It's time. Hey, we won't hold you. That's why you need a government. Imagine if we didn't have a government. We just got ABC. We had no guidance from the government.
Right.
And they say in psychology, they say it's God. They say it's God, natural law, then government. God, natural law, then government. The natural law means you have a right, but then you have that government to protect those natural rights, but it comes in that order. Right.
I wish Angel Lady Love was on here so you could explain that to her, because she's under the mind that we shouldn't have jails. And, I mean, if we didn't have them, imagine what people would probably be doing.
Imagine all the people. Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, I might put something up with it tonight, man. We got to go through this. We got to drive. Ain't nobody doing shit anyway. I don't think I got too much. So I got to get my day, get some breakfast going on. We got 3 minutes remaining on Ball Talk, and I'm going to end it, man. Y'all can have it. I appreciate you, Lorraine, for your help and your assistance. Guys, y'all know Lorraine helped me out with some technical difficulties. We should be good tonight. She appreciated it. She helped me out, man. That's what I showed that she's loved me, I guess. Mama's boy, listen, guys, if I got you, I had to go play it back on how the practical joke. But y'all know me, man. They call me a clown anyway. They say I'm clown of a funny dude. Shit, I got to go along with the M.O., right? So I hope I didn't offend anybody, but if I did, you probably thought I should have been locked up anyway. But no, they didn't mess with me, guys. Y'all heard me talking to the guy walking his dog, you know? So I'm running my dogs, you know what I'm saying? No, man, people around Baltimore County, Baltimore City, man, they got too much stuff to worry about trying to stop a guy from goddamn jogging, you know. That's how you overanalyze. But I know how to read rules. I don't want to be a hypocrite and start blaming myself like, oh, you're supposed to be inside, and you're supposed to be inside, and you're still running the street. You still running the street. No, it's a little bit different, ABC. You want everybody to go out and party. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, run butt naked outside, ask everybody for Hershey kisses. That's what you want to do, you know. But, guys, like I told Sarge, I said, man, this is an event that's, man, we've been through some world. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's kind of, you know, I don't know how to say it. It's not fortunate. It's not fortunate, but it's something to be living at this moment in time. You know, our grandparents lived in World War I, World War II. We'd be looking at like, oh, those guys, they whipped back to this. Now, guess what? Our grandchildren, right, is going to say, yo, our grandparents, all right, guys, talk to y'all later. I appreciate it. You got about 90 more seconds. Guys, I appreciate all your help. I did not, under no circumstances, cheated on y'all this morning. I rant. I did give up that little last hill, so I didn't do what I did yesterday. So at least I'm honest. But we're going to try to do this again Friday, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Guys, I'm letting you know, if you're mad at me, you should have started your own morning show. You kept on saying in the morning. So somebody can come after me, or the times that I don't, try to come and let me know, and I can set BTR up in the morning. Y'all take it easy. I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all know I'll talk to y'all tonight. We'll have some fun.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Lorraine. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye. All right.